I'm speaking to Brandon Brown, a learning partner within the Engineering South Africa Learning and Development Team at Standard Bank. Brandon, thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate the opportunity.
It's an absolute pleasure. In terms of a learning partner within engineering, what exactly do you do?
All right. So essentially what it is we do is we play the role of learning and development consultants where we solicit feedback from the business area. So for example, you've got a business area that looks after, you know, personal and business banking as an example. They will need learning requirements in order to build their teams up. So to build their skills up, whether it be telling skills, whether it be whatever the skills are, whether it be, you know, futuristic skills like Salesforce, and essentially they'll come to the learning team to assist with that process in a nutshell. Yeah.
And then, and how did you end up in this space? How did you end up working for the bank in this space?
Sure. So I've been with the bank for 12 years. Started on an entry-level learnership program, which was essentially an NQF4 qualification where I was in a branch. I was that guy behind the counter got my start there. At the end of the journey, wasn't offered a role within that branch because they didn't have space for me. So I remember, I'll never forget this, going to the branch manager's door, knocking on the door and saying, you know, on my last day, sir, do I have a job? Am I coming back tomorrow? And he said, unfortunately, you know, my hands are tied. I wish I could employ you, but I couldn't. And essentially how that then unfolded was, I had an opportunity, well, I actually had a graduation ceremony that I needed to attend, and I was blessed enough to be announced as the top learner in the country. And literally the next day after that, got a phone call to say, look, we're willing to offer you a 3-month contract within learning and development, nothing more, nothing less. And grabbed it with both hands, got into the environment. And thereafter, I think it was a month later, they offered me a permanent position. Spent 9 years in learning and development, left learning and development, came back to learning and development, and kind of just grew within the ranks of the organization.
What attracted you coming back? What made you come back into learning and development after you left the first time?
I think, to be very honest, the fact that I was part of a program in which learning and development played a role, that kind of, since joining the learnership program and kind of being an ambassador for learnerships in Standard Bank, it becomes close to the heart. You know, it's not just a job. When you see how it's impacted your own life and how it's impacted other people's lives, you realize that, sure, there's an opportunity here to be more. It's more than just a job. It's more than just, you know, playing a part in a small team somewhere. When somebody can turn around and say, you know, well, the learner allowance you guys gave me of whatever it was, 2,500, and I was able to feed my family. That's massive. That's a big deal. So coming back to learning, I think was a no-brainer just because of what I was exposed to as part of the journey.
So let's talk about a bit of your background and where you're from. So where did you grow up and where were you educated?
Cool. So I went to a government school in the West Rand of Johannesburg called CJB, Christian Botha Secondary School. I wouldn't say one of the best schools around, but good in terms of what it gave me. From there, was looking for opportunities and looking for, you know, sort of trying to figure out what it is I want to do. And an aunt of mine who actually worked in the bank actually came forward and said, look, while you're trying to figure out, here's a link to a learnership program. Would you be interested? Just as while you're trying to figure out what you're doing. And I said, I don't really want to work in a bank because all of the stigmas, I mean, in where I was growing up, it's like, the typical route is go work in a bank and kind of be a teller, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, was fortunate enough to say, okay, let me consider this thing and never ever look back. 12 years later and I'm still here. But in terms of growing up, I mean, I was the youngest of 3 kids. Both my brothers didn't finish matric. So kind of it was a tall ask in terms of like just my background and kind of the expectations on my shoulders. And I was fortunate enough to actually finished matric strongly. So I finished as the valedictorian in my class. Did phenomenal things in matric in terms of like just looking back and saying, sure, I can't believe I achieved that. And that kind of set me up for all the things that followed that. So, yeah.
And I mean, being the valedictorian, the traditional route is to go to university and to study. Why didn't you take that route?
So, I mean, a lot of personal reasons, but I think in a nutshell, to be very honest, I struggle with pressure, putting pressure on myself. So I think I was fortunate in that I got an opportunity to go and attend classes. I can't even remember for what. This is the reality. And after about a week, I said, no, I can't do this. I, I'm I'm struggling. I wasn't able to sort of get on the path and say, no, I need to start somewhere. And that's why also when I speak to youngsters that come onto the learnership program, it kind of gives you that opportunity to grow up where you have to. I mean, you've got a customer in front of you. You can't break down and sort of get into your feelings and all those sorts of things. You kind of have to show up. And the learnership actually forced me to grow up in a sense. So yeah, got an opportunity. I can't even remember what course I was on. I think it had something to do with marketing, but look back and like, nah, that wasn't me. And after a week or two, dropped out of that, and then was, okay, what do you want to study? And the kind of stuff I was interested in probably wasn't possible because of financial reasons or whatever. But yeah, the learnership came through as a blessing where it was just like, this is something for me to do. And yeah, I was like, I'm happy. I got into my niche. Yeah.
So yours is really a story of, or an example of being able to take a different journey to success, as opposed to the traditional journeys. How has that impacted your outlook on life, on learning, on what you do in terms of how you then go and help other people on their journey?
Massive impact, because I think it opened. I mean, growing up, you growing up where I grew up, you kind of conditioned to think that if you don't have a qualification, a sound qualification like a degree, you're not going to amount to much. And I think having an opportunity like this, you turn around and say, actually, there's so many options. I mean, it's not just about a degree. And I've seen situations where, I mean, I was on the program with somebody who had a qualification and who was quite outspoken and confident. And you thought, sure, this guy's going to really do well. And when we finished the program, because he didn't take the opportunity that was afforded to him, you know, what ended up happening was 2 or 3 years down the line, when he sees I'm in learning and development, now he's sending me CV. Can you get me onto a program? I'm thinking, but you have a degree, dude. Like, you know how many people would kill to have a degree and make the most of such opportunities? And that just changed my perspective. So it actually isn't all about a degree. A degree opens a lot of doors for you. But it's actually when you land in an opportunity like a learnership, even a job, even a contract, what do you do with it? And that was, I think, that has stayed with me forever. Since being on the program, even now in my as a middle manager within Standard Bank, when I talk to youngsters, it's about what you do when you show up. It's about showing up, essentially.
Yeah. Is that a piece of advice you would give to somebody? Because I was going to ask you about what advice you would give to young people coming up who are facing some of the challenges that you faced, similar challenges that you faced. What do you say to them in terms of, first of all, encouraging them, but secondly, giving them advice so that they too can maybe take that and become successful one day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I look at it, if I consider what you're asking me, right? If I were to speak to myself, that guy that was in that 2 week class or whatever, based on everything that this journey and this organization has given me, I'd say, you know what, give yourself a chance, firstly. Secondly, it's all about attitude. Attitude is key. I've interacted with so many senior managers in the bank that'll take somebody with a positive attitude, a youngster with a positive attitude, over a seasoned professional that may not have the right attitude. If you have both, fantastic. But you know, if you bed that down, I promise you there's an opportunity for you in any organization. And that's kind of like it's broader than just a piece of paper that says you're qualified or you can do something. It's a mindset. And if I had that mindset then, maybe I would have taken to that course, but I'm grateful for the journey that I've been on, to be very honest.
So at 33, you're into your journey, but there's still some way to go. What are your goals? What do you plan to do in the future in terms of where you want to be in the bank or just in your career in general?
My career, yeah. Actually, very great question, because I've been thinking about it a lot lately because I've got a very supportive manager that's been sort of asking, where to from here? And I mean, I'm only in my current role for a year, but it's great that somebody's asking me that question. It just shows the sort of growth mindset type of a person I report to. But yeah, I see myself moving into a design type of role within learning, getting to use my creativity and those sorts of things. And I mean, just the opportunities that you are afforded being in this organization where you have access to learning at your fingertips. Like you can literally download an app and have access to learning that the average person would need to go and pay for. Little things like that where you're like, sure, I really am set up to go wherever I want and do whatever I want. You know what I'm saying? So I do see myself going into a design role, possibly content design for learning courses and those sorts of things. That would be fantastic. But I still have a way to go to get there and still a lot of learning to do.
Brandon, thank you so much for talking to me and for giving me your time and for being such an inspiration. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Awesome. Thank you, Francois. Appreciate it.
Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized financial services and registered credit provider.